Every one of the Gospels carries with it a particular slant on the life and the ministry of Jesus. In St. Luke's Gospel, we find more examples of forgiveness and mercy than we find in the other Gospels. In all of the Old Testament writings, there are many names and titles and qualities that are assigned to God. But the words or the qualities assigned to God that strike at the very center, the very heart, the very depth of who God is for creatures, are the two Hebrew words, chesed and emet. Those words mean loving mercy, gracious forgiveness, compassionate care. And there is no quality of God that is more shown and central to the relationship between the creature and the Creator than is mercy, forgiveness, loving forgiveness, gracious forgiveness. And so as Luke tells the story of Jesus, what he tells us is that Jesus has come to show us the human face of God. That in Jesus Christ, the very reality of God is to be communicated to human beings. That in Jesus Christ, we can see and hear a human expression of the divine. And so for Luke, he emphasizes the acts of forgiveness and healing that Jesus shows as a way of describing the mission of Jesus to show the very truth of who God is. The mystery of Christ is a mystery of reconciliation. And the suffering and the death and the resurrection of the Lord is the sacrament by which we are drawn into that reconciling love of God made present in Jesus Christ. The sacrament of the Eucharist is a sacrament of healing and is a sacrament of mercy and forgiveness. And we acknowledge that week after week as we come to the table of the Lord. We pray, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Say but the word, and my soul will be healed. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are we who are called to his supper. The very act of the Eucharist is healing and is reconciling. And the challenge that you and I have as people gathered at the table are in our own time and in our own place to be visible expressions of that loving, healing, reconciling presence of God. When the church sins, when the church fails to show the mercy of God. That's the great challenge that the disciples of Jesus have, to reflect the compassion of God. And when the church excludes, when the church refuses to accept, when the church turns its back, then the church fails to show forth the very face of God. As we pray today, we pray that we might be more clearly aware of the mercy of God in our lives and more clearly committed to being instruments of reconciliation in the image of Jesus Christ.